Namaste. The purpose of meditation is to rise of conscious to the point of allowing us directly to perceive our own spiritual self. It's being one with our breath. It's being one with our energy. It's being one with our soul. It's being one with our chi. It's being one with our own self. This is the first step of knowing how to be mindful. Meditation is used widely to gain many benefits, reducing stress, health enhancing, simply needing some quiet time, finding balance in our daily lives, to have a quiet moment, or just being in the present moment. Awakening the inner warrior meditation. Namaste. Maybe what you are reaching for or searching for is among the branches, for what only appears in the roots. Muladhara, the root at the base of our spine, means foundation. Muladhara is our first chakra, which governs all survival instincts. It is a chakra that lives in our pelvic area. It's a solid foundation that builds and plants goals of learning and manifestation that helps ground us. And so having an open root chakra will allow the rest of our lives to unfold and blossom as it should. This chakra gives us vitality, courage, confidence, willpower, and a sense of adventure or a pioneering spirit. Finding our inner warrior is one of the greatest gifts that we have as human beings. Standing our ground, being centered and staying centered, having the power to summon our own courage, having the power to create clarity and focus in our lives. That is one of the beautiful, most important gifts that we have as human beings, that we can create our own inner warrior. So let's begin awakening our inner warrior. And close our eyes and keep our eyes shut all the time as you open your internal eyes. Let's take a nice, long, deep cleansing breath. And expanding your belly, keeping your shoulders relaxed, and as you exhale through your mouth, let your breath settle into its own rhythm as you simply follow it in and out. Feel the air move in and feel the air move out. This time telling yourself with each exhale, letting go as you sink deeper and deeper into your breathing pattern and being one with your breath and staying in the present moment. Let's begin to visualize a strong light that represents your soul and energy. Travel this light from your thoughts into the base of your spine. Your base of the spine is called Muladhara. It's the root chakra. Mula means root. Ahadhara means support. This is our first chakra, which is situated at the sacrum bone, in which resides the power of innocence. Innocence is the quality by which we experience pure, childlike joy, without the limitations of prejudice or conditioning. Innocence gives us our sense of dignity, balance, and a tremendous sense of direction and purpose in life. Let's awaken this chakra. Your light becomes a lotus. meditate on opening this lotus. By opening this chakra, it helps loosen and open the above chakras. It's like laying a foundation of your home, which makes your home strong and for all the peace, love, and joy to come into your life. It's like learning the basics of education, and later your knowledge grows into higher wisdom. This chakra is your foundation, your support system to your physical and spiritual well-being. The color of this chakra is red. Turn those weak emotions to courage. Exchange them to good energy. This color, red, denotes the divine energy that radiates in our body. This color represents the divine wisdom that emanates from the center of our chakra. Turning low self-esteem to self-confidence. Turning hopelessness to abundance of hope. Turn pain to knowledge. Turning past to present. And turning bad to good. Call upon whatever higher being you believe in, whether it's your conscience or your ancestors, God or nature or spirit, to help give you the strength to awaken your energy. Believe in yourself. It's the root that is sustained. Nothing can be flourished if we hold on to it. In order to progress and see beauty unfold in our lives, we must maintain and respect ourselves and our own strength and our own ability to believe in ourselves. Be gentle with ourselves, but at the same time, we need to be assertive and bold. That is an external quality you have got. You never lose your innocence. Maybe as clouds can cover the whole sky. Maybe we go from one place to the other. Maybe our ego and conditionings cover our mistakes. But it is always there, always there. Only thing is for us to respect it, to respect our innocence, to behave in a manner that our innocence is ours. Be gentle with ourselves. Be gentle with yourself, but at the same time assertive and bold. I'd like to end our meditation with a quote from Mataji Nirmala. That is an external quality you have got. You never lose your innocence. Maybe as clouds can cover the whole sky, maybe your ego and conditionings and your mistakes might have covered it. But it is always there, always there. Only thing, it is for you to respect it, to behave in a manner that you respect your own innocence. Not to feel shy about your innocence. Your innocence itself is a power, and your innocence will definitely give you that wisdom by which you can solve all problems without any difficulties. Namaste.